Where are you going? There's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
Former special counsel Robert Mueller is being told what he can and can't talk about in his highly anticipated congressional testimony tomorrow. The Justice Department sent Mr. Mueller a letter yesterday telling him to stick to the boundaries of his 448-page Russia report.
They settle down, settle down. As you know, the Justice Department has laid down specific guidelines for the Mueller testimony. He can say all the words in his report, just not in their correct order. Also, at the request of the White House, we've added a few additional limitations. During Mueller's testimony, any Republican committee member will be allowed to operate an industrial margarita maker. Olay. For every question Mr. Mueller answers, he must add one marshmallow to his mouth.
And speak through a box fan.
Also, anything regarding Russian interference must be sung to the tune of Love Shack. For instance, they met Don Jr. at the top of Trump Tower. Finally, Mueller's entire hearing will be accompanied by the Secretary of Slide Whistles. Example, Trump said, "Oh my God, this is terrible. This is the end of my presidency. I'm..."
I therefore will not be able to answer questions about certain areas that I know are of public interest. For example, I am unable to address questions about the opening of the FBI's Russia investigation, which occurred months before my appointment, or matters related to the so-called Steele dossier.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller testified for 6 hours in front of two different congressional committees. It was a marathon.
For 2 years, his investigation into Trump, Russia, and election meddling have consumed the nation and its news. And when he finally released his 450-page report, many thought it would shake America to its core. The only issue was, it was 450 pages too long. And because it didn't contain any boy wizards, no one wanted to read it. In fact, this is true. Polls show that only 7% of Americans have read the entire report. Yes, and the other 93% were like, "I'll just wait for the movie." Well, today the movie came out, because today Robert Mueller testified live on Capitol Hill.
The president has repeatedly claimed that your report found there was no obstruction and that it completely and totally exonerated him. But that is not what your report said, is it?
Correct. It is not what the report said.
And what about total exoneration? Did you actually totally exonerate the president?
No.
Now, in fact, your report expressly states that it does not exonerate the president.
It does.
Under Department of Justice policy, the president could be prosecuted for obstruction of justice crimes after he leaves office, is correct?
True.
Can you explain in plain terms what that finding means so the American people can understand it?
Well, the finding indicates that the president was not, that the president was not exculpated for the acts that he allegedly committed. Could you repeat that, please? Can you repeat the question? Can you read the last question? I'm sorry, could you again repeat the question? Again, can you repeat the question? That went a little fast for me.
I'll talk slowly. I'm said that I talk fast. I will talk slowly. Your report states that your investigative team included 19 lawyers and approximately 40 FBI agents and analysts and accountants. Are those numbers accurate?
Could you repeat that, please?
Is it also true that you issued over 2,800 subpoenas, executed nearly 500 search warrants, obtained more than 230 orders for communication records and 50 pen registers?
That went a little fast for me.
Was there sufficient evidence to convict President Trump or anyone else with obstruction of justice?
We did not make that calculation.
How could you not have made the calculation
because
with the regulation?
The OLC opinion, Office of Legal Counsel, indicates that we cannot indict a sitting president. So one of the tools that a prosecutor would use is not there.
Could you charge the president with a crime after he left office?
Yes.
You believe that he committed, you could charge the president of the United States with obstruction of justice after he left office?
Yes.
Donald Trump, one, committed an obstructive act. Two, connected to an official proceeding. Three, did so with corrupt intent. Those are the elements of obstruction of justice. This is the United States of America. No one is above the law. No one. The president must be held accountable one way or the other.
Now let me just say, if I might, I don't subscribe necessarily to your the way you analyze that. I'm not saying it's out of the ballpark, but I'm not supportive of that analytical charge.
Thank you.
An unsuccessful attempt to obstruct justice is still a crime. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Does that mean you have to investigate all of his conduct to ascertain true motive?
No.
President Trump directed White House counsel Don McGahn to fire you. Isn't that correct?
True.
On page 77 of volume 2, your report also stated, quote, in addition, some witnesses said that Trump privately sought information about future WikiLeaks releases, end quote. Is that correct?
Correct.
The president engaged in efforts, and I quote, to encourage witnesses not to cooperate with the investigation. Is that right?
That's correct.
Didn't the president say, quote, and this is on page 116, if he doesn't write a letter, then maybe I'll have to get rid of him, end quote.
Yes.
WikiLeaks. I love WikiLeaks. Donald Trump, October 10th, 2016. This WikiLeaks stuff is unbelievable. Boy, I love reading those WikiLeaks. Donald Trump, November 4th, 2016. Would any of those quotes disturb you, Mr. Director?
I'm not certain I would say.
How do you react to that?
Well, it's probably problematic is an understatement in terms of what it displays in terms of giving some, hope or some boost to what is and should be illegal activity.
In your investigation, did you think that this was a single attempt by the Russians to get involved in our election, or did you find evidence to suggest they'll try to do this again?
No, it wasn't a single attempt. They're doing it as we sit here.
Did your investigation find that the Russian government perceived it would benefit from one of the candidates winning?
Yes.
And which candidate would that be?
Well, it would be Trump.
And my concern is, have we established a new normal from this past campaign that is going to apply to future campaigns so that if any one of us running for the U.S. House, any candidate for the U.S. Senate, any candidate for the presidency of the United States, aware that a hostile foreign power is trying to influence an election, has no duty to report that to the FBI or other authorities.
Well, I hope.
Go ahead.
I hope this is not the new normal, but I fear it is.
From your testimony today, I gather that you believe that knowingly accepting foreign assistance during a presidential campaign is an unethical thing to do.
And a crime.
And a crime.
Circumstances, yes.
And to the degree.
And a crime given certain circumstances.
When you talk about the president's pattern of conduct, that would include the 10 possible acts of obstruction that you investigated, correct?
I direct you to the report for how that is characterized.
Did McCann do what the president asked?
I refer you to the report. Again, I send you the report for where that is stated. I refer you to the report. I direct you again to the report. I refer to the report on that episode. I refer you to the report if I could. I'd send you back to the report.
Page 78 of Volume 2 of the report says, and I quote, when Sessions told the president that a special counsel had been appointed, the president slumped back in his chair and said, oh my God, this is terrible. This is the end of my presidency. I'm
what? On Saturday, June 17th, 2017, the president called McGahn and told him to have the special counsel removed. That evening, McGahn called both Priebus and Bannon and told them that he intended to resign. Priebus recalled that McGahn said that the president had asked him to, quote, do crazy.
Did the president refuse the request to be interviewed by you and your team?
Yes.
Yes. And is it true that you tried for more than a year to secure an interview with the president?
Yes.
But the president still refused to sit for an interview by you or your team?
True. True.
I would have loved to sit for an interview, but I came down with a tragic case of mouth spurs.
I have been in this business for almost 25 years, and in those 25 years, I have not had occasion once to ask somebody about their political affiliation. It is not done. What I care about is the capability of the individual to do the job and do the job quickly and seriously and with integrity.
When Donald Trump called your investigation a witch hunt, that was also false, was it not?
I'd like to think so, yes.
Well, your investigation is not a witch hunt, is it?
It is not a witch hunt.
Not a witch hunt. Oh, and I'm being told we have some footage of the president's response.
I'm melting! Melting!
Trump almost certainly was watching the hearings because before they even started, he predictably lost his mind on Twitter. Again, all of these are just from this morning.
So Democrats and others can illegally fabricate a crime, try pinning it on a very innocent president, and when he fights back against this illegal, treasonous attack on our country, they call it obstruction. Wrong. Why didn't Robert Mueller investigate the investigators?
Why didn't Robert Mueller and his band of 18 angry Democrats spend any time investigating crooked Hillary Clinton, lying and leaking James Comey, Lisa Page and her psycho lover, Peter Strzok, Andy McCabe, the beautiful Orr family, Fusion GPS, and many more, including himself and Andrew W. So why didn't the highly conflicted Robert Mueller investigate how and why crooked Hillary Clinton deleted and acid washed 33,000 emails immediately after getting a subpoena from the United States Congress? She must have great lawyers.
No collusion, no obstruction.
The greatest witch hunt in U.S. history by far.
Dear God, his tweets would make more sense if they were scribbled on paper and faxed to a newspaper under the Zodiac symbol.
Mueller had no material to work with, and he did a horrible job.
He had no material except for the hoax report, which completely exonerates me based on a total witch hunt, which found no collusion. Witch hoax.
This was one of the worst performances in the history of our country.
Were you ever fired, Mr. Mueller?
Aha! What a brilliant legal strategy. Your Honor, there's been a lot of talk in this courtroom today about attempted murder. But I asked the victim, have you ever been murdered? No, the defense rests.
Russia interfered in the election to help Trump. Trump welcomed and encouraged that help, and then he almost certainly committed crimes to obstruct the investigation of that help. But Trump has repeatedly insisted falsely without offering any details that Article 2 of the Constitution, which is about the executive branch, gives him the power to fire Mueller and do whatever he wants. He's repeated that argument over and over, including during a rambling speech yesterday.
Article 2 allows me to do whatever I want. Article 2 would have allowed me to fire him.
Nobody ever mentions Article 2. It gives me all of these rights at a level that nobody has ever seen before. We don't even talk about Article 2.
Then I have an Article 2 where I have the right to do whatever I want as president, but I don't even talk about that.
First, I have an Article 2 is such a New York way of saying it. It's not jaywalking when I do it because I got an Article 2 right here, buddy. Stop your honking. Also, I like how he says, I don't talk about that, even though he constantly talks about that. He's like a grandparent who won't stop talking about how you won't call. I never hear from you, not a phone call, not an email, not even a card. But still, I don't complain. Also, Article 2 does not give you the right to do whatever you want.
The president very clearly obstructed the investigation of his campaign ties to Russia. And think about that. FBI is looking into evidence that the Russians got involved in our presidential election, and our president personally tried to stop that investigation. He tried to fire the guy running the investigation. His own White House lawyer, Don McGahn, testified to that. The only reason that didn't happen is the only reason he didn't fire the special counsel is because Don McGahn refused to do it. He said he was being asked by the president to do crazy Those were his words. And on top of that, the president, both personally and through his people, tried to tamper with witnesses and lied about it. He did these things. He welcomed Russian interference in our election and tried to get the people who knew about it to shut up. And our Republican representatives in Congress, they know he did. They know the president of the United States tried to stop this investigation. They just don't care. All they care about is how they'll be received on Fox News.
Republicans and President Trump are declaring victory and calling on Congress to move on. But House Democrats are trying to figure out where to go from here.
Welcome to CBS Sports. I'm Larry Boberry.
And I'm Gary Nananatofoferry.
Well, the Mueller Bowl just ended, and it was a total victory for Team Trump.
Actually, Larry, referee Mueller was clear, not a total victory.
What does the ref know? He did not look good out there. Point is, the game is officially over.
No, it's not over. Coach Trump could still be arrested postseason.
The whole thing's a witch punt.
I don't think so. Coach Trump attempted to fire the ref at least 10 times.
But in the end, he was still the ref. No harm, no foul. Next thing you know, they'll say it's a crime to attempt murder.
Attempted murder is a crime.
News to me. For all of us at CBS Sports,
boom goes the democracy.
Turn your page to a brief demonstration. It's now in 90, it's strictly information I'm giving. Teaching on a regular basis. Today's lecture is about the racist. We're not out to exaggerate or diss them, but show the symptoms and facts of racism. Understand, the racists ain't equal. There's about five different types of racist people. First of the five different types of cases is the individual brought up racist. Here you have young men and women brought up in the great white way opinion. This opinion introduced by the parent to the civilized becomes transparent. A civilized man could look through the faces, make the analysis and see the racist. Number two case, which all must hear, is the individual racist out of fear. Here you have people that fear the African and conjure up new ways of trapping them. Number three is the unconscious racist. Not knowing they're racist, they invade your spaces. They say, I'm not a racist, I'm not a bigot. Yet they allow it to go on and won't admit it. Number four is the money racist. The one that used the topics of sheer economics. They say, owning a business isn't for the black man. He don't want that, yet they went and took his land. Damn. That's like a rock in a hard place. You don't have your land yet, this ain't your space. America was built by every other race except the European, it runs this place. What a waste. America's doomed to be overthrown by the righteous real soon. But last but not least, racial prejudice is the black man speaking out of ignorance. Whitey this and Ching Chow that. It's not how the intelligent man acts. You can't blame the whole white race for slavery, cause this ain't the case. A large sum of white people died with blacks, trying hard to fight racial attacks. The media wants you to think that no whites really fought and died for civil rights. But once we have a true sense of history, you'll see this too is a mystery. If black and white didn't argue the most, they could clearly see the government screwing them both.
This week on the Discovery Channel, we examine the world's greatest predator, the great white national. No person of color is safe. No city is safe. No Twitter feed is safe. It's Great White Nationalist Week.
First, we chummed the area with cheeseburgers to lure the beast. There he is. Look at those lifeless eyes. Mindless eating machine. Thin-skinned, lashing out at the slightest criticism. And here comes the diver in the racist-proof cage.
If they're not happy here, they can leave.
It's getting too dangerous. He's going on the attack. Get him out of there. Get him out.
Great White Nationalist Week, only on the Discovery Channel.
Is Donald Trump racist? Episode 3, million. Previously on Is Donald Trump Racist? Yes. But some people still aren't convinced. Not even after his Twitter attack this weekend on Chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Elijah Cummings. Cummings recently criticized the conditions at the Mexico border, so Trump took offense, tweeting, "Rep. Elijah Cummings has been a brutal bully, shouting and screaming at the great men and women of Border Patrol about conditions at the southern border, when actually his Baltimore district is far worse and more dangerous. His district is considered the worst in the USA, .. As proven last week during a congressional tour, the border is clean and efficient, well-run, just very crowded. Cumming District is a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess. If he spent more time in Baltimore, maybe he could help clean up this very dangerous and filthy place."
I smell a rat. Oh, I think I smell a rat.
Speaking of rodents, the president is on the attack, yes, yet again. Lashing out at yet another coincidentally non-white member of Congress, Elijah Cummings, chairman of the House Oversight Committee. Trump tweeted more than a dozen times about Cummings over the weekend, including this two-parter. "Rep. Elijah Cummings has been a brutal bully, shouting and screaming at the great men and women of Border Patrol about conditions at the southern border, when actually his Baltimore district is far worse and more dangerous. His district is considered the worst in the USA. Cumming District is a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess. If he spent more time in Baltimore, maybe he could help clean up this very dangerous and filthy place." I assume he's talking about the White House, right? What a thing to say about a city in America. The man who tells us love it or leave it has now attacked more cities than Godzilla. And
God bless America, except Baltimore. They got rats there, no MAGA hats there. I avoid it because they are poor.
Trump, of course, says there's nothing racist about his tweet. He says the real racist is Elijah Cummings. That's how it goes. Whenever you call him, he calls you back. Racist? You're a racist. I colluded? You colluded. This must be fun for his doctors. I'm obese? You're obese. I need to start watching what you eat. Needless to say, people from Baltimore are very upset. The Baltimore Sun had their editorial board said, "Better to have a few rats than to be one." And this is not the first time Donald Trump has been very negative about Baltimore. He did this in 2015, too. He tweeted about Baltimore. I have a theory as to why he does this. Trump's opinion of Baltimore, I think, is 100% based on the show The Wire.
I gotta ask you,
if every time Snot Boogie would grab the money and run away, why'd you even let him in the game?
What?
Well, Snot Boogie always stole the money. Why'd you let him play?
Got to. This America, man.
Think about it. What do all white men over the age of 50 have? A shelf full of DVDs. I have one, and on every one of those shelves of DVDs is the box set of The Wire. I guarantee you Eric or Don Jr. bought him that set for Christmas. He assumed it was a documentary and watched it and went, oh my God.
Y'all can't be playing no checkers on no chessboard,
all right.
Yo.
All right, man.
So how do you get to be the king?
It ain't like that. See, the king, stay the king, all right? Everything stay who he is.
So if I make it to the other end, I win.
Nah, yo, it ain't like that. Look, the pawns, man, in the game, they get capped quick.
The question now is, how do you get him to stop saying horrible things about Baltimore? And the answer is, show him the musical about the stuff he starts every morning with, Hairspray, okay? You can watch that and sing Good Morning Baltimore every day as he empties a can of Aquanet onto his cotton candy head.
Come on, man, you killing me. Kill him. Stop.
It's been perfect tomato weather out there. These wonderful, hot, humid days, and then rain at night, thunderstorms.
It's a Philly station. Why would anybody ever want to leave Baltimore? That's what I'm asking.
You say it has zero to do with race. There is a clear pattern here, Mick. The president tweeted about John Lewis, a black congressman, that he should, and this is before his inauguration, he should spend time in his crime-infested district. Then, 2 weeks ago, he goes after these four members of the squad, all women of color, and says they should go back to the crime-infested countries from which they come. Then he talks about Elijah Cummings, and he says his district is rat and rodent infested. Infested. It sounds like vermin. It sounds subhuman. And these are all six members of Congress who are people of color.
I think you're spending way too much time reading between the lines.
I'm reading between the lines.
Does anyone watching this program dispute the fact that, or the possibility that if Adam Schiff had said the same thing about the border, that the president would be attacking Adam Schiff in the exact same way today?
And I don't think he'd be talking about his crime-infested, rodent-infested district.
He very well could. It has zero to do with the fact that Adam is Jewish.
Wow. Pro tip, if you're trying to distance yourself from accusations of being a white supremacist, maybe don't use the excuse, Donald Trump's not racist. He'd say the same thing about Jews.
As multiple people have pointed out, this language is part of a pattern, right? President Trump always uses the word infestation when talking about people of color. Almost always uses it. He said illegal immigrants are infesting America. He said Congressman John Lewis's Atlanta district is crime infested. And that the squad must go back to their crime-infested countries. Like, you don't need to be a genius to see what Trump is implying, because he's not a subtle person. Many people say Trump's words are clearly racist, but Trump says it's the black people who are the true racists, because they keep bringing up race every time someone says something racist.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.